And now, my friend, the time is
near.
And we must face.
I hate you. Don't ruin this. We can't sing together.
Curtain.
I hate you because, and I thought you'd just let me do it.
I'd like us to sing together. It's fun.
You know we can't do it because the medium doesn't allow it. I was just trying to get something out, and you are trying to layway me.
Fine, you say
waylay me. I can't even talk now. I hate you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Welcome to 90-day gaze, everybody.
We just opened a show with I hate you.
Not the first time.
Y'all, this is Patreon. This is the end of The Other Way. The Other Way, season one, the part two of the tell-all. We're saying goodbye to this fucker tonight. I really did like this season.
I did too. It was good tell-alls.
Yeah. As opposed to part one of the Happily Ever tell-all that we saw last week. Or 2 weeks ago, and even better than the whole Happily Ever tell-all, I feel like. These are better tell-alls in general. And I still say, yes, I know we can't have live tell-alls right now, but there's something about a real tell-all where she's asking questions and energy in the air that is such a better show in general.
I'm telling you, put them in a plastic box like they did the last presidents in the debate. If they can do it, 90 Day Fiance can do it.
Matt Sharp's never going to fork over that money for that.
Imagine companies that make little plastic boxes. Come at us if you make plastic boxes and y'all are making money right now. Come at us.
Like life-size bubbles, like the John Travolta movie.
You know, if you can make a plastic bubble to send to Poodle's house, you know, you could just open a door. And there's just a clear hole and glory hole. They don't even have to come in your house.
Can someone send me a kit? I can just install that overhanging my door like a car wash.
You could even play the car wash whenever they're fucking you.
You just said car wash. You rube.
I'm tired. And I had a large beer.
Oh, well. Wow. Well, I'm glad someone's been drinking before the show.
We went to eat outside. They had outdoor seating at Texas Roadhouse.
Only the best.
You know what? It's the rolls with that cinnamon butter.
Oh, yes.
And then I had chicken fried chicken.
So let me just ask a question. When you're out eating outside, can you still throw the peanut shells on the floor?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
They had a box around the outside area, so that way it kept them in.
Mm-hmm. People are trash. The fact that people would just throw their peanuts on the floor, on the ground. Oh, God help us all.
I remember one of those restaurants opened up in Ardmore. It opened up, this restaurant used to be Pepe's, and before Pepe's, it was Sirloin Stockade. And before that, I think it was a Ryan's. But anyway, not a Ryan's, whatever. But People were like, oh, you get to throw the peanuts on the ground. And I walked in and I thought it's disgusting. It's like you're stepping on roaches.
I hate those places. I hate to step on peanut shells. I'm going to move past you talking about sirloin stockade because we've already, that's been asked and answered. I can't talk about sirloin stockade anymore because I thought it didn't exist. And our and our listeners came for me and told me that it did, and I was even sadder.
They had the best cottage cheese on their salad bar.
You know they get that shit from like a distributor. It's the same shit. You know what? That was you as a fat boy who thought you were eating healthy.
I put ranch on it. That's what Heather Harris told me to taught me to do.
We're gonna start the show. You know what? It was so much more easy with Chris Farah. I didn't have to deal with stories about sirloin stockade. Oh, Chris, call me. So, you guys, any announcements? We do have one announcement, and that is probably in our Bi-Curious. If you guys are at the $8 level of Patreon, our Bi-Curious is coming out on Friday of this week, and it is Below Deck Med, and it's the episode that aired on Monday. I can't tell you the name of it because I don't care, but I still haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it either. Now, it's not going to come on Friday at 11:11 because, y'all, I'm flying. We're recording this show right now on a Wednesday, and I'm flying back to L.A. On Thursday for about 5 days to do shit with this whore. And so we're going to do it on Friday night before we do another show that's coming back. Poodle.
Love After Lockup.
Lalu.
Lalu. I've missed saying Lalu.
You know what? Lalu. I've missed Lalu. This show. I have to say, I'm looking forward to it again. Give me my destiny. Give it to me.
Give me Jeff Daniels. Or give me death. Oh, God help us all. All right. Anyway, so y'all look for that this week. Our Bi-Curious of Below Deck Med and Lalu coming back.
And we'll be doing our... We'll send you... we'll be talking about the times, but we'll announce the time for our YouTube Live. We'll announce...
It's already Sunday, right?
Are we doing it, what, at 4 p.m. again?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll announce... We're doing our YouTube Live for our top-tier patrons on Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
So that's 7 p.m. Eastern?
Nope.
6 p.m. Oh, Central?
Yeah, it is 7, sorry.
5 p.m. Mountain.
Mountain. I don't really
know. Do we have mountain sissies? I know we got Wild Lisa.
I was just thinking that. I don't. What's it like living in mountain time? I feel like it's different than everybody else.
You know what? It is the one time zone that kind of gets fucked over.
Yep.
7, you hear 7-6 Central or 8-7 Central. No, everyone, and then Pacific time, everything just airs normally for us. Mountain just gets fucked in the ass.
Yeah. So, like, does it come on at 8? So, if it's 8 o'clock Eastern, does it come on 6 o'clock Mountain or does it come on 8 o'clock Mountain?
Who gives a shit?
Well, I kind of do. I feel for them. Come at us, Mountain sissies. Come at us.
You know what? I don't care. Don't.
Come on and play me that mountain music. Grandpa used to play.
You're just fucking with me now.
Y'all, that's one of Poodle's favorite songs ever.
I love Alabama. We need to start the show.
Let's talk about Lauren.
I'm going to go watch the vice president debate.
Oh, let's watch Lauren Aladdin.
Paradise. Paradise Lost, evidently. A fairy tale that was never to be. Evidently, Aladdin, we kind of segue in from last week's tell-all, where Aladdin has told her in a very, very heated moment he wanted a divorce. And Sean Roberts says, wait, you want a divorce? Dun, bum, bum. Oh, here, wait.
Exactly.
She gives him the shade button, and that ended the episode of last week. And the peanut gallery backstage, like, hubbub, hubbub, divorce, hubbub, hubbub, hubbub.
Friend.
I know you said you liked the backstage talk. I think it is absolutely ridiculous. Oh,
that's why I love it. It's so stupid. It's, you know, it reminds, it's like when people that watch game shows at home, you know, and they answer and like, oh no, you shouldn't, I wouldn't have done that. That was stupid. That was a stupid answer. Why would they say that? Why would they?
Oh, this bitch on Jeopardy doesn't know what she's saying.
I like how Jenny's like, why would anybody do that?
Yeah, because there's always one person who's like, there's always Tiffany who's like, I'm just going to fight them. There's that person. Yeah. Then there's like someone like Jenny who's terrified and just shocked by everything. And then there's someone like Paul who's like, how do I kill all of these people?
Yeah. Or Paul's like, I see both sides.
Yeah.
Friend. And then there's some like Corey who's like, I mean, why would they do that? Who's trying to kind of, it's like a passive aggressive thing. Yeah. You're so right. It's such a ridiculous rabble back there. I hate them.
I loved it.
The rabble is all having a problem. And Laura basically says, I don't know why you won't give me a chance. Give me a second chance. That's what love is. I think love is a little more than that. Love is going out to eat at a sushi restaurant when you don't like sushi for someone's birthday. Love isn't always second chances. Love is getting that prenup.
Yes.
And getting that and using their half paralyzed finger to sign the document.
Yeah, I think Laura missed that. That, you know, that's a poem. Love is patient, love is kind. Love pays your rent in October.
I must say, that was absolutely there was one time where she said, something about, someone who sent Karini sent her money, or someone sent Karini money, and Laura's like, oh, well, someone sending you money is just, that means they're always expecting something. Can I have his number?
Yeah, exactly. Just slips her a piece of paper.
So Liam comes in, you guys. And Liam shows up stoned, it looks like. Something's off. And it's still that one recliner in that house that's empty of furniture.
Y'all, that recliner, y'all, everything happens there. He has his Hungry Jack meals there.
Mm-hmm.
He plays his video games there and eats. He jerks off there. There's like swass sweat on there. Poodle, what is... If someone put their nose in that recliner, what does it smell like?
It smells like Papa John's garlic sauce, a combination of that. It smells like tenactin. And also a hint of Coors and also cool water.
Okay.
That he went on a date. He put on so much that he went on a date about 3 weeks ago.
I definitely smell the tenactin for sure.
And the Papa John's garlic sauce.
Now I'm hungry.
He's so gross.
But we can't eat Papa John's because he's a horrible piece of shit who owns that company.
And hates his employees.
And hates gay people.
And Liam's like, this is very familiar. Don't want to say, it's like, I hate to say I told you so, but this is always your patterns with men. I'm only trying to get you off of this so you can pay for my education and pay for my lifestyle.
And he is smiling from ear to ear, laughing like the fucking Joker.
I feel like, too, that's why I think he either was stoned or something. He couldn't take anything seriously. I also thought that he might be nervous about being on live television, even though it wasn't live.
See,
he's been filmed.
I think Liam is just relaxed about everything. Like at this tell-all, you know that he would have worn like probably a t-shirt, pants, and then ASIC sandals. So because this was, it's kind of what you were talking about, because it's Zoom and the filter is off, it's just, he was just too fucking stoned and just his weird self.
Yeah, he's a bad person, y'all. And he was raised by Laura, so he gets it honest.
That's the truth.
I wrote down, what a toxic fucking person. The next thing, y'all, Ludwig comes out. I was, as we all know, if we saw it on the watch along, I lost my shit. Because he's maybe my favorite character, supplemental character, in all of 90 Days.
Isn't true.
And we still have, I still have, if you go on the Patreon thing, you can see my grilled cheese recipe that I put out a while back. Not Ludwig's, a real grilled cheese that doesn't use syrup.
People did taste tests with your grilled cheese. Someone they said enjoyed it. It was really good and the most expensive grilled cheese they ever made.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
That's like when someone takes me home. This is the most expensive lay I've ever had.
And then that night it gives them constipation.
Fair. So Ludwig comes
out. Why is my fudge packed? What happened?
Ludwig comes out and says, I'm here for you. And they're like, Ludwig, did you not think they were a good match? He's trying to be nice. He's like, He's like, not really.
Nope.
But he said, well, I thought that they may have a lot of room to make up. They have a lot of barriers to overcome. He was being super diplomatic.
I mean, it's still, y'all, it's still Ludwig's like, I don't understand of my wife going to get coffee. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, no, you don't respect me, bro. You don't respect me, bro. I mean, so.
Hello, McFly.
It doesn't matter what it's about because they're not talking what it's about. And like Poodle and I said, it's about the money. And maybe Aladdin is pissed that she's not paying rent. Maybe he did want the money. But regardless, she was trying to con him.
He kept saying about respect. And I think at this time, they hadn't been together for a while. And that's when she started Instagramming.
Yeah.
And that was considered disrespect to him. You know what? Aladdin's not a great person. She's a shitty person too. That's all
I agree with that. I used to think Aladdin was a good person, but now I'm like,
Nah.
I blow him.
I'd still bang him. Would 100% still bang.
I mean,
I might be a top. You never know.
No. Mm-mm. You'd look like a dolphin trying to like fuck a shark. And then they just would roll over and bite your head off.
I think that's it for those. She leaves the stage with Ludwig in tow.
And then they're like, Sean says, Liam, what do you want to say to your mom? Good luck figuring it out.
Now, in that case, I do believe that was making him laugh, but we actually have, I received a translation of what the dogs were saying through an expert.
Do you want me to do the dog speak and then you'll do?
Yes. Let me bring this up. Go ahead.
Turns out he was only, I could have told you this would have happened, Laura. I'm your favorite dog, and I could have told you that this would happen. Could you choose bad men? Could someone lick my ball sack? Laura, don't come home. I want to be adopted by someone who doesn't smell like old noodles.
He does smell like old noodles. There was this woman at our church who smelled like old noodles.
like noodles have sit in the pot too yes. long.
And you know what? She was raped in the middle of the night, sadly, in our hometown.
What?
And yeah, she was. And then a very old woman.
Oh, can we put a trigger warning? Maybe.
Oh, sorry, trigger warning.
We're gonna go back and edit that out.
But no, then my Uncle Andy was walking. He said he was walking his dog at like 2 a.m. He didn't have a dog. We didn't know what he was doing, but the guy tried to, after he broke in the house, he tried to approach my Uncle Andy. He was like, "What do you want, man?" And my Uncle Andy said, "I think I'm fine, boy, and move along." And he opened his jacket and he had like a Glock or whatever he had in there of a gun. He ran for governor.
Street justice. Gotta love it. Right?
Right.
I'm glad he didn't win. Anyway, that's all that we have for them.
Laura, she's like, "So Sean, do you think that Sean said, "Alan, do you think this marriage can be saved?" He's like, "I don't know." And then the final word, I don't know, bro. And then the final word we hear, there's just a beat. And then we hear, row, row.
Which is like, not a chance. You need to move on, Aladdin, with some lady or man who has your interests. That dog was wise.
Dog was wise. Let's move on to Devin and Jihoon.
So there's not a lot to unpack here.
Not really at all.
Basically, Jihoon, they kind of rehashed their first night together. She's like, "We had some wine and condom fell off and he had super sperm." And then Sean Robinson acts like she's embarrassed. I was like, "Bitch, you've heard a lot."
Yeah, girl, you know what super sperm is.
Yeah. And so...
I mean, she just had this beautiful weave in this last tell-all. Do you know how many hours that took for her to get her hair done in a beauty parlor with women talking? She's heard about super sperm.
She's heard about super sperm.
Y'all, because shit goes down in a beauty parlor.
I would agree. I've never been in one. But you know what? That's
wait,
not true.
In my
Aunt Bessie's beauty parlor, I remember that.
Yeah, I used to go. My mom used to get her hair cut by Heidi. And at Main Tamers. And boy.
Shut up!
What is this called? Main Tamers.
It was like maintainers, Main Tamers.
Yeah, it was like, it was right off by the elementary school. So my mom would time it so that way she could get her hair cut and I just walk over there from school.
How often would this happen?
Oh, you know, like once every like 6 weeks or so when my mom or whatever, when my mom got a haircut. She cut my hair too. It wasn't Heidi. It was Nina. That was her name, Nina. And Nina actually, she was first, had the first idea to, perm my mullet in the back, which was a real hit. I look so cute with my permed mullet.
I don't think you probably did.
Oh, adorable.
I'm gonna throw that out there. That's a terrible look for a man. Anyway, so there's some footage about Devin tells, some footage we've never seen. Devin tells him she's going back. And taking Taeyong because Drusilla can't live with them in their cramped apartment because Drusilla would destroy things.
I'm going back to the country for me at what? The USA.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be a father.
Did I show you that song from Bells Are Ringing?
I think we did that for Cabaret 1 year, didn't we?
I'm going back? Yeah, I think we did. To the Brazier Company. I think I did. I think I insisted upon that song. And you're like, "What the fuck is this?
What is the actual song again?"
I'm going back. I'm going back where I can be me. To the blah, 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 blah. Brazier Company. That's from a show called Bells Are Ringing. When she decides to quit her job that she's been working as a phone operator and go back to the bra company where she works.
Y'all. Musicals were simple in the 40s.
That was actually the 50s. But yes, they were simpler. It was a simpler time. Ooh, and in that show, y'all, she's a phone operator. She has to play all these different roles. Like, she has to soothe some child to sleep. She has to be French with someone, and all these, and she's exhausted by being everything to everyone. And that's Judy Holliday. Look up Judy Holliday. She's a treasure. I think she's dead.
I think so.
So anyway, he says, come back to me. And she says, promise you'll be good. And you'll get the apartment and it'll look great. And she's also has a ticket to move there in 10 days.
Oh yes.
And at that point in the tell all, he had not done a thing. And guess what? He still didn't.
Not a damn thing. I mean, I will say she's got her problems, but boy, you're like, you cannot say that Devin did not try to make this relationship work.
She did in her own way. And I think, though, it just wound up being just, she did not have the skills. She did not have the skills to take charge of this person and kind of tell them how to live their lives. That's just not what she's used to.
Yeah.
No one really should.
No.
It basically ends with her saying, we find out that his mother doesn't like Devin because they wanted a Korean girl who was nice and cute and kind. And that's not Devin because she's a Twilight princess.
Is anyone shocked that the mother doesn't? I mean, if you've watched the show, you can tell that the mother hates her.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, a mother's hatred for their daughter-in-law translates in any language.
It's true. It's so true. Who are other mother-in-laws? Well, Senjin's mother doesn't like Kaya.
Hates her. I think, and we'll get to her, but I think Mother Paul actually likes Karini.
I think that's probably because she hates her son.
Yeah, she hates her son. Mm-hmm, that's true. What other mother-in-laws have we? You know, we're just starting. You know, after this, we're starting season one of 90 Day Fiancé. So maybe we'll meet more.
I think that's a very bare-bones season. We don't meet a lot of the other families.
Well, fine.
I'm just trying to provide a caveat to your wild accusations and your wild claims.
Well, that's true. I can't argue about that. I do that. I just proclaim things all the time.
You do. And it's really, really annoying to me.
You know what?
And it's the things I would change about you.
Sometimes you do that too.
I'm much more of a realist when it comes to things that we'll see.
I'm just an optimist.
No, you're a fool.
I'm just a cockeyed optimist.
I'm just a cock-sucking optimist, and I can't get it out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tiffany and Ronald.
Tiffany and Ronald. Shoulders, McGee. And South
Shoulders. So they're showing clips, mm-hmm. and of course the one they show is the stripper first, and Tiffany's like biting her fucking teeth together.
Oh, she's pissed.
And so she's still, and Sean's like, yeah, you're shaking a little bit. Your eyes are looking a little rageful. and she's like, yeah, I'm still angry. And she's like, you know, he could have been he's like, I don't blame his friends. I blame him for allowing it to happen. And she's like, he could have been a man and said, no, this is not going to happen. And he's like, well, my friends told me, she's like, she was already coming after me. And all I could think of was a stripper going, ah! Just like jumping on him, like, and just piggybacking on him, going, I want to take my clothes off for you. Ha-ha! I'm going to push your face in my fucking muff. Ha-ha!
Gross.
I'm sorry, y'all.
You want another shrimp on the Barbie? The Barbie's your dick.
I will honestly say, if you don't want a lap dance from a stripper, you can probably turn one down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You could. I don't think they're going to keep trying.
Mm-mm. You know what? If her name is something like Taryn or Tamry, or not Tammy, but Tamry, If her name's like Tamri and she's got three kids to support and she needs to lap dance on you to get that, to get her son that Captain America doll for Christmas, she might smoke that last cigarette and talk you into letting her lap dance on you.
I agree with that, but no one's ever been forcefully lap danced.
I know, but you know, Tamri is out there in Dickey, North Dakota, doing the best that she can. She just wants to make a buck.
I think Dickey's right off of Route 7.
There is a Dickey, North Dakota.
I'm sure there is.
I think that's where my grandpa's from.
Okay, we need to move on. I can't get into Dickey, North Dakota. I'm not even going to touch that.
Come at us if you're from Dickey, North Dakota.
You know, we have a sissy there. Holiday is in. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's South Dakota. I'm not sure. I you know what? I'm probably going to piss her off because I get pissed off when people mix up North and South Carolina all the time.
I don't, because that's an honest mistake. And why would I want to be pissed off at people for something that's an honest mistake?
Because they're very different. That's why. You can tell it triggers me.
I know. I'm trying to call you on your trigger, and maybe it's unreasonable.
I don't care. So we find out that she's really he has decided that he's no longer drinking, which is probably a good sign.
No, that's for him good.
Being a recovering addict. And now he sends a screenshot to her every time he's at the ATM, which is also a good thing, but she is deathly afraid of a relapse. And I can only imagine, I think Tiffany's anxiety is crippling for her. But she chooses situations, she probably with men that will foment this for her because that's normal for her in a relationship, I feel like.
Oh, for sure. That's her normal kind of, that's where she lives is in that.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't help the fact, you know, something unlocked for me on this where, cause Tiffany actually said, I don't think it's good that Tiffany still is upset about the stripper thing. Cause I'm like, honey, that happened a long time ago. So make your peace with it or get out.
And she can't though. And it's a symbol of her telling him not to do something and him doing it.
Of her kind of, and she has a bit of martyrdom yeah. in this.
And she can shame him for it.
And she holds it over him, but she does say to him, and I do think this is true, I think it would help things because she says, you can't make stupid choices time and again and keep making excuses. And then that truly is the problem with mainly even his addiction is that Ronald doesn't take responsibility for it a lot. Like,
right.
You know, in the last tell all, he said, addiction, not addictions.
Like he's so
defensive about it. And when she does call him out on something with this stripper, he didn't say, yes, I wanted to strip her. I got drunk. I behaved badly. I did the wrong thing. I am sorry. I should learn. Instead, he's like, I was trying to get away. No responsibility. None. And I think she would feel calmer. I don't think Tiffany wants him to be perfect. I think she just wants him to be honest with her. And he said, look, I fucked up and I need help. I think that would calm her way more.
While you were talking, there was some music coming from somewhere. Was that from you?
Not me.
Something's like, doo, 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 doo.
Is someone trying to can piano cat right now?
I don't know what that was.
God.
It's like sound like, doo, 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 doo. It was weird. I don't know. You did not see my eyes go like this.
No, I was trying to be professional. You know, like when you start choking, I'm going to keep doing the show.
That's right. When I actually went into choking, someone went, welcome to 90 Day Gays. And I'm like, I have to expel my cough drop.
You know, well, like, I could do our show at like for the service troops while we're being bombed. I would keep going. I'd be like those musicians on Titanic.
You know, those weren't real, right?
What do you mean that really happened? Those people played when Titanic went down.
I don't think that did happen. Some come at us if you know, actually, not in the movie, if that actually did happen.
That did happen. There's going to be one sissy who just went, oh my God, I can finally use all my Titanic information that I learned in middle school when me and my best friend Sheila were obsessed with the movie.
And saw it 11 times.
Come at us if you and your girlfriends got so into the history of Titanic and other guys judged you. We had those girls who were like nerdy and the guys were like, what the fuck?
I think it was like a little, you were in college when it came out.
Yeah, I was in middle school.
No, you were in college.
Oh, you're older than me.
18 months, y'all.
Although it's going to be soon, more than 18 months, y'all. Poodle's having a birthday on October 13th.
No, it's always 18 months. I might be
older.
I might be 2 years aged older than you, but I'm always 18 months older than you are. Time doesn't change that way. It's not that elastic.
I have a question for you, because the nurse
isn't about the show.
Yes. Yes. The nurse today in my dad's hospital room, she said, we were talking, and granted, I had a face mask on, so she couldn't see how gray my beard was. But she said, how old are you? What, late 20s? Maybe early 30s? And I went,
nice.
And I thanked my doctors. That right there sold me on this Botox, right there. But what
thanked made, all your plastic surgeons.
It's true. What made me feel old is when she said, I said, no, I'm 41.
When you looked in the mirror?
And no. And then I realized that I'm doing this podcast with a geriatric. And have you done this? Because you look younger than you look.
I do look younger than I am.
You do not look 50. And so whenever people say,
I hate you.
But seriously, when people say to you and you say, I'm 42 or however old you are.
Yeah.
And then they go, you're 42?
They usually do.
Better, does that make you feel older? Because when she said you're 41, that made me feel so old.
No, I love that. Usually people think I'm people say late 20s, 30s for me. Especially if I don't have tons of bags under my eyes like I do now.
Mid 30s.
No! Someone guessed 31. A client did the other day.
A client or someone that Piano Cat was talking to that wanted some of the Bitcoin back.
Bitch, those are clients. you know what? I have to tell you, in this world, everyone is a client. It doesn't matter who it is. Your husband, your friend, they're all clients. We are all, and I'm using this word in the most positive way, we are all whores.
Thank
we are
God
all trying to get this wherever we can.
I love being
and
Lord.
It is a wonderfully positive thing to say.
Yes.
That was the way Chris Farah used to end her show, my co-host, when she was playing the highfalutin prostitute, or sex worker now, that she calls herself. She's like, remember, at the end of the day, we are all whores.
It's true.
It doesn't matter what you're trading for it. Because as one of my clients said to me the other day, what Dorinda says, if you marry money, you pay for it. That is Dorinda. I've never watched the show, but Dorinda says that. We're never going to finish this show. You are waylaying me. I just want to watch a woman half his age destroy an old man.
Well, you... Face it, you miss me and you're excited to be in the room with me.
I miss you. I don't know if the second part is true. Because I can at least control my environment here. And then my couch has sprung back to life now that you're not sitting on side of it.
Y'all, sometimes he does what Angela does. He just shuts the computer when I'm talking.
Maybe.
I'm done.
So basically, one thing that she did say is Ronald does not have the money to apply for a visa. So that's going to be a while to get them there. And she's not ready to take her kid to another country. So that she's basically, it's going to be him either coming here or nothing. So I'm glad she's established that. Her mother, Maggie, comes out, doesn't say too much. She basically says, Sean's like, would you wanted this guy for your daughter? And she's like, well, no.
No.
Mm-mm. And she kind of leaves. Or actually, Daniel comes in. Everyone's favorite, Daniel. And Daniel loves, like, taking care of the new baby, Carly Rose. I think you called it. Daniel's going to be a gay adult.
He is going to be a wonderful gay son. Yeah. And he's going to love Tiffany more than any man could have ever loved her.
No, don't pull over. Don't pull over. Now, that is on my side this time.
And even Sean Roberts says, what do you think about South Africa? And Daniel says, I didn't love it, but if it's the only way to be with my dad, then I'll do it.
Oh, he should have said, like I would at his age, what a dump.
Wow.
I met Davis, what a dump. That's actually not true. Supposedly, where St. John was in Cape Town, it was beautiful. And there's a lot of lovely places in South Africa. Where they were did seem a little dangerous.
They did. They did decide, though, they both have decided that, though, even Ronald said, at the end of the day, the United States is better for it. So they're working on getting his visa there. He said there's pros and the cons, but it's worth it for them. And Sean says, well, what do you think of Ronald? And then, or no, Tiffany later, they kind of end the scene and then they go back to the green room, which is, by the way, I don't know if you noticed the sign, it's called Times Square. That's what's outside. So they go back to Times Square and then Tiffany asks Jenny and the people back, she's like, what do you think of Ronald? And Jenny said, in the words of one of Poodle's favorite songs, wake up, flowers. I've been up for hours. He's got work to do.
See, I let you do that because I didn't want you to ruin it because I respect the time delay. I'm glad because this is how perfectionist I am. I really do respect the time delay and I want to do a good show, y'all.
Well, did you work on it? Did you talk to Patrick about it?
You know what? I've been a little buried over here. So I'll talk to him tonight when I see him.
You won't see him. He just texted and said he's not coming.
Really?
Boy, that's a trigger.
This is just like life before COVID.
Boy, that is, y'all, it is so.
Man said he wasn't coming past 10 o'clock to my house.
You know
what? Call my backup.
There's so many men back out.
Well, here's the thing. If you're hooking up in a normal time, you can't always have one. Mm-mm. You need to have a backup and a backup for that backup. And then if it doesn't work, you go on Grindr past 11:30 and it's like a sidewalk sale. You're not going to get what you, it's like a white elephant sale. You're not going to get what you want, but what you're going to get is probably going to be like used a couple times and like be bashed in on one side.
Kind of like Sam Moon on Harry Hines Boulevard, but without the plastic bags.
Exactly. Sam Moon.
That's exactly what it is, y'all. Or like that Chinese laundry store on La Cienega.
Oh God. But yeah, you gotta prepare for this stuff because they'll cancel. You know what? Who does that too? This bitch. And I'm like, I'm tired.
And sometimes it's good to have two backups because if they both show up, y'all, it's a party.
It's a party. One's a hookup, two's a party.
And three is a lazy poodle. Like a lazy Susan.
Three is almost too much. You need to prepare yourself. You need to have some Gatorade.
I loved a good foursome when I was in my 30s.
No, it's too much. Oh. It's also also, if you're not careful, an even number is never good. You always need an odd number. If you're going to have group sex, y'all, odd numbers.
You know what? Ina Garten says the same things about flower decorations. She says, always use odds. It just looks better.
I totally agree. Because what happens in a foursome is two people get too focused on each other. And then there's not the same level of integration going on.
Well, it depends. If you get two people that's all a share-all folk, then they're flipping and flopping and fucking. Wait, is this a new HGTV show?
We need to move on.
That should be their newest show. Flipping, flopping, and fucking. Flipping, flopping, and fucking airs right after Suck That Dick.
We need to talk about Jenny and Submit. That was it, I think. Yeah. I'm never going to eat dinner tonight. Why do you do this to me? I'm like, oh, we'll do an hour show. And then I have to talk about something on Harry Hines Boulevard. All right. Jenny, Sumil! Bagua! We're not supposed to be back here right now, Bagua! There isn't a ton to say, you guys,
really.
that we haven't already rehashed. Jenny's living with her daughter. Submit does show up, and she's still fucking gaga. She's like, hey, honey, I'm so excited to see you, even though you were married, Bagua!
She even says, even if she knew she was married. Yes, she even says, even if I knew he was married, I probably would still say yes because I love him and he loves me. And all we talk about is love. Oh, there's an egg.
Y'all, I had a moment where I went, you know, I could never, I love myself, even in my worst times, I love myself more than that. That if someone told me they were married already, I could never go to India trying to be with them and to be their side piece.
Well, you know, I agree with you with that. I think, you know, Submit says he was never sexually with his wife while he was with Jenny, that he was never in love with her. And Jenny's like, yep, I believe him. But
of course,
when Christina and Jenny's daughter, Christina and her wife, Jen, which by the way, are we oddly sexually attracted to Jen? She is hot.
We all have been. We're all men, women, everybody.
Peg me on a corner, Jen.
I know.
Anyway.
Men should be on the real L world.
Yes. And so, but Christina says to her mom, she's like, mom, but do you understand what you put us through? And she's like, we always have supported you. And Jenny starts to say, well, I supported you too. But Christina says, yes, but we have supported you through a lot of things. Poodle.
Yeah.
I just want you to take a breath and imagine.
I'm not going to hate this question.
What things do you think that Christina and Jenny or Jen have had to support Jenny through? Because I bet it's been a litany of fuck ups and oh my gods.
Well, there was that time when she got involved with the Nevium cult.
Oh, that was a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah.
Then they had to basically break her out of Arbonne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that Beanie Baby black market was a bad deal for Jenny. Bad deal.
Then she was probably a prison fiance for a while. And so they had to get involved with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was probably really, really into for a while. She was probably really into like the whole prison pen pal thing. And it escalated from there.
She seems like one of those people too. When I worked at the makeup counter, that would use makeup products and then return them with cottage cheese.
This is the second cottage cheese reference.
I want some cottage cheese. People would bring their dramatically different moisturizing lotion with like sour cream in it.
Wow, that's so awful. Yeah, she's been through it. Jenny's been through the ringer.
And that was just her 40s, right. Y'all. That was just her 40s.
She was in the documentary Wild Wild Country.
Don't get me started in her 30s when she was in that biker gang.
So Sumit supposedly has started divorce proceedings.
Yes.
We now know that that's really not accurate because he really hadn't done them on this season of The Other Way.
Oh, yeah.
More complex. Yes. Anyway, and then Sean Robinson says, are you concerned that Sumit lies very well? And Jenny's like, yeah, I guess I am.
Exactly.
He does lie very well.
He does.
That's all I have for the chicken and the Sumit.
That's all I have too. Now we jump into a little bit of kind of some whole cast discussions a little bit.
Group action. What Piano Cat's gonna look for tonight.
Wow.
how many screens can I get on this Zoom call?
Wow. I really love when Laura said, it's questionable that Karini is getting money from some man. And then Evelyn jumped in. I can tell you, if an American man is sending you money, they want something.
I know from experience. And she's like, why don't you ask him for $1 million and give me some of it?
It's true.
Y'all don't pull over again. Good Lord. There was some businesses broken into a couple of nights ago.
Oh.
So that's why we've had more and more of that. Yep. Then we get a little bit about Paul, and we show clips of Paul having problems with Karini, more guys sending Karini stuff. He's like, hard. It's really hard because I think the biggest problem that Karini and I have is I'm very fervent in my arguments. But to him, fervent means crazy. Yeah. I'm very scary.
Yes.
I start talking, friend. And I really mean it. And I, Karini, are you talking to people? I want my child to have blue eyes. That's all I got to say.
And y'all, and then they bring the chef's kiss out. Mother Mary, Mother Mary. My favorite question is Sean says, so Mary, how is Paul like a father? Oh, he's coming along. Y'all,
she throws her son under the bus so much.
What kind of a loser of a person are you? What parent says, that kid's coming along as a parent? And then she just says, praying it works out.
That was it. I'm just praying it works out. Who's got my tea?
Yeah. I just don't know what these lights are hot. It's hot. Sean, can I get an iced tea? Not that tea, Yalba. Some Louisiana. Not tea, Yalba. My friend, she got botulism from one of those. Said it was bad, so I don't drink them anymore. That's why I get
nasty shit.
Lipton's for Yankees. Paul, by the way, Paul, we changed the locks to the house. We got to disown you.
Paul, I'm still supporting you, honey. I don't know how much longer I can do it. The pencil factory, those nights are killing me. I can't wait to retire.
We had an eraser shortage, and oh my God, I was so busy. Just busy.
And Shelly, it just takes all my time. I'm having to watch her like a hawk. She'll pocket those pencils.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with her.
I wish they wouldn't have a cat at the plant, but they do.
I just swear if I got it, I have to look at another Ticonderoga pencil in my whole life.
Y'all.
Y'all, if you never listened to that, Paul's mother in our world works as a shift supervisor at the Ticonderoga Pencil Factory.
Yep. And she's had the same bangs for 35 years. And we've got the employee pictures to prove it.
Anyway.
And then speaking of Paul's talking about employment, Mary says, well, it's hard to get a job, especially with his past record. And then she says, Paul tries to say, well, you know, it's hard finding a job. And y'all, we forget, Paul is almost 37 years old at the time of the
thing. He's 37.
So now, think of it, Paul is almost 38 or 39, almost 40 years old, acting a fool.
And his parents are still supporting him.
Well, I don't think they are anymore.
Well, they did change. They you know, he's in the camper or the trailer.
They changed the locks in the house, and they have not supported him, Carini, when they showed up to the U.S.
Probably a good idea. Then we get a little bit of Laura, and Tiffany basically says, because we said Tiffany wants to fight everybody.
He wants to fight everybody.
Like, Aladdin, you look a straight up asshole. And I think Aladdin's kind of getting punched a little bit just because he's trying to come. No one knows kind of what really happened. And he's coming out because he's so proud. He doesn't really want to say what happened. That's why this whole thing with coffee is all he can really say.
That's the thing. Yeah. Yep. That is exactly it.
But y'all, we all know Laura did worse shit than that. Think about it. We did see that scene. Someone did post the thing on our Sissy Squad about Laura trying to make homemade wine with grapes.
Oh.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. She's like, why would you do this? You can get me arrested. She's like, nah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really like you.
Exactly.
And then she starts saying, she's trying to get her reality TV moment. You never really loved me. I was a fool. You like tricked me. I'm like, who tricked who, honey? I saw the filtered photos you sent him.
Yes.
Let's just take a poll. Who tricked who? Aladdin, Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Tiffany, bless her heart, she's like, if you love someone, you stick with it. You stick with them forever, forever, and forever. Don't leave me, Ronald.
Yeah. At the end, Laura does get Aladdin to agree to counseling.
I don't think that happened.
No, I don't think it did either. It didn't. I think that's the show. Basically, you guys, they all went their separate ways. They all was like, oh, let's keep in touch. And no one ever talked to anybody else, unless it was on Instagram.
Exactly.
I don't know. Paul probably talked to Jenny a couple times. Or maybe Corey, asking him if he could loan him some money.
It's true.
But that's about it. That's the show. That's
season one of The Other Way. So, as we always do, y'all, it's time to discuss, where are they now?
Oh, where are they? Where are they now?
Mary.
WATN.
And thank you, Mary, again for basically not only keeping track of our shout outs, but also giving us a little abbreviation of what's kind of a summary of what's going on with everyone. We appreciate you so much.
Okay, I'm getting to mine now. So let's alternate with
this. I'll start. So y'all, Jenny and Submit, they're currently on tow, as we've talked about. And on September 17th, Submit posted a picture of them sitting at a table. And Jenny, we're looking at the picture now. Jenny is clearly seen wearing a ring. And it is a diamond on her left hand. So many are speculating it is an engagement ring. And Jenny looks very happy in the picture.
Finally.
Oh God.
Tiffany and Ronald, they are still together, still living separately though. Ronald is still in South Africa as a result of the travel ban, which makes sense. Tiffany is raising both kids in the U.S. and has launched a makeup line called Addie Rose. Aww. Of course she would launch her own makeup line. She's recently confirmed during a Q&A session that she would be participating in a future season of 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, good.
So it's possible. So she might be in a happily ever after. So it's possible we will see Ronald and her starting a new life in the States. You know who else is teasing? They'll be back on our screen soon. Rebecca and Ziad via Rebecca's Instagram. I would love that.
I would love that too. I really thought in quarantine, Tiffany said that Ron, I thought Tiffany said Ronald's visa was approved. I thought they said that at the end of like in the words.
Maybe.
Come at us, but I thought that's what they said. Anyway, let's talk about Devin and Jihoon. So y'all, Devin and Jihoon, they're broken up. There's been a lot of drama about that lately.
That's been pretty obvious in the press if you haven't been following.
Devin is back in the States and has a new boyfriend, and he's this actor slash model slash musician slash he's hot. He's born and raised in Los Angeles, and his name is, but he's also, I think he's Korean or something.
He is Korean.
His name is
Park. Is a very common Korean name.
His name is Topher Park, which is maybe the douchiest name I've ever heard.
It is. No, Park is a very common.
Well, yes, but Topher Park together.
It's awful. It's awful. I'm sure his name is Christopher Park.
I love that Mary put, he's way too pretty for her. And then she said, I do think we saw them do some type of model shoot on this season on Teaser. Devin and Jihoon, it's gotten kind of nasty. They've had several arguments on their social media accounts. It's kind of just basically been a lot of he said and she said bullshit. And as Mary said as well, it's just been kind of sad. And, you know, Devin has confirmed that she filed for divorce on social media from Jihoon. I know that Chris, one of our Facebook admins, and also 90 Days of Melon, Chris, our Facebook admin, has a lot of information and posts a lot about this in the Sissy Squad. And also 90 Day the Melanated Way, they kind of have a personal relationship and are friends with Devin and Devin's crazy ass mom. So they talk to them all that happened. So
God bless.
So I'm
glad someone's doing it.
They know more about that. They know more about that.
But Jihoon has came back about the allegations that Drusilla was abused by his parents. And y'all, it's a fucking mess. And we don't even want to get interested.
Yeah.
Next is Corey and Evelyn. If I could get this thing to go down. Why?
You want me to do it?
No, I got it. Okay, there it goes. It's just that, fuck me. No, I just now it went far. Okay, there it is. Corey and Evelyn. Besides making money on OnlyFans, that's Corey, and Evelyn, by the way, he doesn't show dick. He just shows butt. And Evelyn getting her lips done, of course. Corey got a DUI while back home in November 2019 and was arrested after failing several sobriety tests and eventually blowing a .13. That's up there, back at the station. His mother picked him up. The police report shows he owned the car he was driving and that he's married. Okay. Information on Evelyn's ID from Ecuador confirms that she is married. They've been married this entire time, even before filming.
Yep.
Wow. Sources aren't sure when they were married. Evelyn came to the States after married, but before the spousal visa approved, she overstayed her visit on a temporary visa and worked on the table. Customs found out about it. Then she got a 10-year immigration ban to the U.S., which makes you think twice about her "I don't ever want to move to the U.S. opening scene. Their marriage also means they can't apply for the K-1 visa. Since the show filmed, Corey has threatened legal action against Lara as she took her Instagram live to gossip about his arrest. Oh, Lara.
And, you know, I think Corey and Evelyn are both on OnlyFans, if I'm not. I think, but I haven't paid attention because it's Evelyn, so I don't really know, but right. I think she is. Speaking of Laura, so Laura and Aladdin, y'all, they've broken up. We've already mentioned that before. And, you know, I don't know if y'all remember it. After the show, Laura, she lied about miscarrying Aladdin's baby. Yep. Then she posted a fake photo of her with a black eye that was clearly fucking eyeshadow. It was a terrible, terrible makeup job trying to say he did it. After the show, after they divorced, she went to a party in Ecuador with Evelyn. And she ended up getting caught there for COVID. And we saw that during quarantine. Now, Laura's ex-husband and Liam's dad, y'all, he went on Facebook to say that she has been deported from the U.S. and lost welfare benefits. And as Mary says, Poodle said it all along. And she used Aladdin. Basically, he was just her next fucking move, y'all.
There you go, guys. This is a fucking grifter at work.
Which explains why she then went to Ecuador which was on 90-day self-quarantine. Now, Laura is back in Canada after the embassy arranged to get some Canadians out of Ecuador. Aladdin is reportedly engaged to another woman named Maria, mom of a young daughter. Liam has moved to Canada and seems to be off the radar. Ludwig and his wife recently welcomed their fifth child.
Oh, Liam's in a militia.
Probably.
Paul and Karini says, this is what Mary says. Honestly, this is so batshit crazy. I kind of don't want to Google it. Kind of relief they've disappeared from Happily Ever After. So a little bit, you guys, it was a huge, unless you've been under a rock with the Paul and Karini drama, they were not allowed to be on the tell-all of Happily Ever After because of incidents with either Paul threatening Karini and Karini trying to get Karini deported, or it's just been bad stuff. You can Google it. One simple thing. And we don't even know. We basically we're getting everything from all sides. And Karini, we're glad. Supposedly, though, Karini dropped her restraining order against Paul. So unfortunately, they're back together again right now, as of our taping. Could be different tomorrow.
October 7th, 2020. It could change on October 8th.
Yeah. And we both want them just to be separate from one another because they're terrible together.
And to go away.
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah. That's it. And that's the show. That is the show. So
we should do our Gatreon props.
Oh, I forgot about that. I just would have closed it out.
I know. That's why I was doing it. So we are at Q and R.
Q and R.
And R.
R.
Do we want to?
And Q.
Do we want to take a break before we do it?
No, it's fine. We can keep going. I like when we just keep going. You know?
We just kind of make it up.
It's fine. I do just make it up. Here, I'll do Q so you don't have to worry about it. And then
I'll do R.
Okay, so Q, y'all. We can't do Quentin Bonton, and we can't do Patty Quinones. So,
and you also can't do Missy Quiggins or Margarita Quezada.
Well, fuck. So, what am I gonna
do? Don't you like how I did that to you?
You know what? I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do.
Oh no.
You know what? It's only one name, so I'm just going to, y'all, we've got a sissy who...
No, she's the Patreon.
Oh, the Patreon. Okay.
Get your fucking head in the game.
I'm like, get your head in the game. Oh, my God. Why would you sing that song to me? Now I'm thinking of fucking High School Musical. Y'all, we're going to do...
why I told you.
No, I'm just thinking of how to make the rhyme. Y'all, we're going to do Barbara. Barbara.
Barbara, please. Please, Barbara.
Barbara. Barbara Finn. Barbara.
Okay.
Finn.
Barbara Finn. Barbara Finn.
Last name rhymes with a Q.
No, right. Last name begins with Q.
Oh, that's what I meant. Barbara Finn. Barbara Quinn. Y'all, Barbara Finn is an angry, angry woman. But she would never know because she puts on a happy face. And she's known as this person who everybody in the town loves. But what they secretly don't know is that she's an assassin. No, I'm kidding. She's not an assassin. Y'all,
I was going to scream at you.
Y'all, Barbara Finn, what she's really mad about in life is, y'all, Barbara Finn, she grew up on the coast of Texas. So it's not really the real coast of California or the East, but she grew up in Texas. Like, y'all, Corpus Christi, it's a shithole beach there. I mean, I've been there. I had gay sex on that beach. That's not a lie. Wow. I did. Spring break at UNT. We had some gay sex in Corpus Christi, kind of like the play about gay Jesus. Anyway, y'all.
That did happen, actually.
Barbara Finn, She is trying to be happy in her life. She just got a promotion. She won a humanitarian war at her church. But why she's upset is because, y'all, she fucked one of the Beach Boys for about 10 years. not Mike Love and not that other guy, but the other
not
one.
Brian Phillips.
But what's the other Brian? In there three? Yeah.
I think so.
She fucked one of those other Beach Boys. And she, they were starting to get, this is years ago. Before they were even popular, they were just fucking in vans, driving around the West Coast. She was telling everybody she was a West Coast girl when she was originally from Corpus Christi. And so one day she walked into a Piggly Wiggly to get herself a slushie. You know those slushies with the dog on it?
Yes.
They used to sell those at Dale's Market.
Slush puppies.
Slush puppies. I'd love a slush puppy. Dale's Market had them.
Move on. You cannot go talking about Dale's Market.
Anyway.
I'm going to ask you to move on.
So Barbara Finn went in to get a slush puppy, those blue ones, because that was her favorite color because it turned her tongue blue. And then when she sucked the unnamed Beach Boy's dick, his dick turned blue and she would sing the Smurf song to him. But that's another story. But anyway, she walked out of the Piggly Wiggly. And the Beach Boys left her. They forgot about her and they drove off. And then 4 years later, she thought, I wonder if that man, and I can't remember his name, Beach Boy, ever thinks of me. And she turned on the radio and all of a sudden she hears, ba 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 red, ba 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 red. Y'all, her middle name is Ann.
Oh, Barbara Ann Finn.
And she, to this day, wants a residual from that song. She doesn't care about the love. She wants her fucking money.
Wow. All right. That one did finally wind up. I was really worried when you mentioned Dale's Market. I didn't think we were going to go anywhere.
That's fair.
My sissy shout out. Sorry, my Patreon prop. Now you got me saying it. Goes to Cora Rovania. Cora. No, you're fucking it up. You say the last name. You change their first name if you do it.
Sure.
Cora Rovania. I assume it's Rovania or Rovegna. That's ugly. I think it's Rovania. Cora Rovania. Cora Rovania. You know, Cora Rovania has always, she's always had secrets. She's never really been honest with kind of where she comes from. Her family, even her husband, doesn't really know. She tells them she's from Eastern Europe somewhere.
Oh.
But where she's really from is the same. She's from Transylvania.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is an area south of Transylvania where kind of the redneck vampires live. So she finally comes out as a rube vampire. And her new slogan is, I want to suck your blood. But I'll take some, unless it's Dale Earnhardt's blood, I'd really prefer that.
Oh, he's not dead. Remember, Sissy told you.
No, Dale Earnhardt is dead. Richard Petty's dead, not that alive.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, I really want some blood from your body. But if you've got a Red Bull, I'll be fine with that, too. And I don't like no garlic, but I love a mess of turnip greens.
Stupid.
Anyway, she's finally come out as a country vampire because that's right. That's Transylvania, which is where she comes from. And she's saying shit like she's annoying everybody. Mostly by mostly her husband by saying things like, I'll suck your dick tonight, but I'm going to have a dip in. And I might put my teeth in it. Get it? Anyway, they're finally going to have an intervention with her and tell her that she's not from there at all. She's actually from a lovely place in Italy called Rovegna. And she's because she'd been hit on the head with one of those cartoon anvils when she was little. So that's why she thought she was from Transylvania. So they take her to Italy and they say, doesn't this sauce taste a lot better? This is your actual history. This is your culture. And she's like, just give me some nanner pudding and I'm good to go. And put a little blood in it. And that's how she decided her adopted homeland was better than her real homeland. And here's the thing, you guys. Sometimes we just need to say where we're from, and it's not really where we are from. That's the moral of that story. Thank you, Cora Lovegna.
Y'all, and you know what I did while Poodle was telling
I know,
story?
You were looking at your phone while I was talking. It was so rude.
I found my polling place. That's what I did. That's how quickly you can find your own polling place, everybody. If you go to rockthevote.org or
vote.org.
Vote.org.
I've already dropped my ballot off in a ballot box.
Or find my fucking polling place. That actually is what I was looking up on my phone to find that. I love that website because it kind of shades you if you don't know. It's like, you're fucking stupid and I enjoy it.
So the most important thing, you guys, is however you vote, it doesn't matter, but you got to vote. That is your I assume most people, if you're in another country like besides America, don't worry about it. You can just say, I'm glad that Americans are voting. But if you are an American listening to us, you gotta vote November 3rd. Either vote by mail, vote early, vote on election day. I don't care. But you gotta make a plan and then make a backup plan that says, what happens if I don't get to do that? And even more importantly, you guys, if you have someone who's younger, like in your household, like say you've got your 19-year-old daughter or someone like that, or like a 20-something-year-old who lives with your house, say, come on with me, let's vote. I'll tell you all about, they can Google. They're all young. They can figure out who they want to vote for.
One of my friends told me she finally got her, she's in her 40s. She said, I finally got my mother to vote for the first time in her life.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, because I think this is an election of our lives. And this is
I agree.
This is very important that we all get involved. Because if you don't get involved, then you can't bitch when it goes to shit.
Nope. And I'll find every fucking one of you who also who want to complain. And if I find out you didn't vote, I don't know how I'll do it. But I will come for you.
He will come for you.
And I'm the scariest when I come for you and you haven't voted.
And the scariest when he comes, because I've heard he kind of flails his arms. He's like one of those inflatable things at Jiffy Lube trying to sell you an oil change.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Y'all, that's the show. That's the show. We call these people Lonely Hearts Poodle, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you've got super sperm,
call us.